Last Wednesday night, I really got a blessing from the testimony that was given us. But it wasn't a good event that happened that led to God getting glory. The peace of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God was all experienced in order for God to get glory. And I believe sometimes that we're so close-minded to God being able to get glory in our lives that we only pray and we say, God, I'm willing for you to do any good thing to me in this world in order for you to get glory or in order for someone else to find the cross. God, I'm willing for you to be good to me. But what about when we get like, hey, we all said that we're supposed to be like Christ, that we're supposed to have characteristics of Christ, and Christ knew what was coming, and yet he prayed, not my will, but yours be done. Would we ever get to the place where we would say, God, I completely surrender my life to you. I completely surrender my health. I completely surrender my finances. I'm not telling you I got this. Now listen, I know I tell y'all this quite often, but y'all just may be getting what God wants me to get to tonight. Y'all may be having to listen to what God's trying to tell me in my heart. Are we to the place that we can fully surrender and say, God, you can have my life, you can have my health, you can have my finances, God, you can have my children, God, you can have my wife. I don't like this. This is not the stuff that I want to pray for. And I'm not telling you to go home and pray for something tragic to happen in your life. I'm just asking you, are we willing to completely surrender everything that we have in order for God to get glory out of our life or in order to point someone else to the cross? I'm going to answer for myself. I'm not willing. I'm not willing to surrender absolutely everything. Sometimes I'm not even willing to surrender 15 minutes of my time in order to give God glory or to point someone else to the cross. I'm not willing to give up something that I really want to do. Oh, I've just got to go deer hunting this weekend. Ain't nothing wrong with deer hunting. I believe that's one of the closest things you can do to God. Amen. I'll say that till the day I die. Amen. All right. But I'm going to say that. Would you give up your hunting trip because God spoke to your heart and led you to go talk to somebody? Would you give up your fishing trip? Would you give up that trip that you're supposed to take with the ladies out to go shopping or whatever y'all do? Hey, I'm being straight with you tonight. I'm being just a little bit on the joking side because this is a pretty heavy thought. But what would you be willing for God to do in your life in order that he could get glory or that someone else could find the cross? I'm willing for God to do anything good in my life. God, pour it on me. I worship you. That's where we like to be, ain't it? That's where I like to be. God, I'll worship you and I'll glorify you, and man, I'll tell everybody how good you have been to me. But as we're going to see in the coming weeks, there's some things that happen in some people's life that God got glory and that others found the cross of Christ, and it wasn't always through just God pouring out his blessings on someone. What would you be willing to go through in order for God to get glory or that you could point someone else to the cross? Shane, the one that you've been praying for so long, and I'm just using you for example because you just happen to be sitting up front. But Shane, the one that you've been praying for and asking God to, what would you be willing to sacrifice in order for God to get glory or for them to get saved? And I'm just, again, I know that's a heavy thought, but would you be willing to say, God, because we're going to look at somebody that was, Lynn mentioned it in Sunday school last Sunday morning, and man, just turning my wheels. Would you be willing to say, God, I'm willing to go through a sickness so that you can get glory or that somebody else can find the cross of Christ? I don't know that I'm there. I'm glad that Jesus was. I'm glad that Jesus loved me so much and that Jesus loved you so much that he said, God, I know what this cross is going to be. I know how horrible it's going to be. I know how bad it's going to be. And no, I really don't want to go, but it's not up to me because, God, I'm going to glorify you. God, I'm going to provide a way of salvation. God, I'm going to go hang on this cross, and yes, I'm going to die, and it's going to be a horrible death. But God, 3 days from now, you're going to be glorified in such a way that nobody can sanely attest that, God, you're real and that God, you're powerful, and God, you're King. And God, we're going to provide that door of salvation. I just want to know tonight in my life, how serious am I about giving God glory? I love to stand here and say, my purpose is to give God glory and to point others to the cross. That's what my whole life is for. But I have not surrendered my whole life to that cause. I haven't. I surrendered to preach. I enjoy preaching. I enjoy it. I mean, I really do. When God gives me a message and it gets to bowling on my heart and I'm ready to give it, I enjoy preaching. I'm sad that some of you want me to get down to an 8-word message, but I enjoy preaching. But you know, that's really not a sacrifice at all, is it? That's not really nothing just to be bragging about. I want us just to pray as we go through the next few weeks. I'm not asking you to pray God do something terrible in your life. Don't take it that way. But I just want us to look into our hearts and see how much do we love lost people. What would we do to see them brought to the cross? How much do we love God? What would we be willing to happen in our lives for God to get glory? Maybe this will make sense in about 6 weeks from now when we get done doing this. Some of y'all are looking at me like, preacher, you have lost it. You want us to go home and pray for cancer? Do you want us to go home and... No. That's not what I'm saying. But maybe, just maybe, by the time we get done with this, by the time I get done with what I feel like God has showed me through this, that we'll be able to say, God, I completely surrender everything. Because I haven't. I'm still holding on to my checkbook pretty hard. I'm still holding on to my job pretty hard. I'm still holding on to my family pretty hard. I haven't surrendered. But maybe by the time we get done with this, we can say, okay, God, I just want to pray and I want to just say, God, I surrender everything to you. I'm yours. I trust you. Get glory with my life and let me point others to the cross. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do. God, I just want to ask you tonight, dear Father, dear Lord, that you'll help us as we go through this study, God, that you'll help us to realize that we can trust you, that we can put our complete faith in you, knowing that even when something may come along, God, that just is there to point others to the cross or to give you glory, that still, Romans 8:28 is still going to be in effect, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And God, help us as we do this study, God, that we'll take a real look into our lives and we'll see if there's things in our life that we haven't surrendered, that we've not fully given to you. And God, I pray most of all that you'll just help us to see how much that you loved us, that you were willing to give your son for me. God, I'm such a failure. And God, I sin and I come short and I mess up and I'm not surrendered, God, but still you love me so much that you let Jesus Christ come give his life for me. And I want to thank you and praise you and worship you because you're truly worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.